mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number three. So glad that you were able to join us today. In this hour, I want to get into this article by the Associated Press. We added our own headline, of course. Charles Manson clears Ted Bundy of murder. Their headline, probe leaders didn't order prison abuse. And that was conducted by Donald Rumsfeld and his minions. So like it was like Janet Reno investigating herself on Waco. Oh, I find myself not guilty. But right now, let's go ahead and go to your calls. I guess first up here would be Jason in New York. Welcome, Jason.
Thanks so much, Alex.
Hello.
Hello there. Listen, I just wanted to say I have both of your videos, 9/11 Road to Tyranny and American Dictators, and they're fabulous. And they've really woken me up. And I noticed you were talking earlier about David Icke and Arnold Schwarzenegger going to visit the Rothschild, Lord Rothschild, with Warren Buffett.
I wasn't talking about David Icke.
Well, maybe one of your other callers called in and had a question about him.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But in any event, isn't it true that the Rothschild family used to be called the Bowers, that they actually changed their name? I think David Icke says this in his book, The Biggest Secret. He says that.
Well, no, I mean, I've had a you know, Rothschild on the show. I mean, there's a lot of Rothschilds. He's the editor of the, the Progressive magazine. And, I mean, yeah, it was just the name was hard to pronounce. They had a pawn shop in Germany and had a red shield as its symbol.
Right.
And so it means red shield.
Right. Rot and Schild, yeah, in German. But the control that they're manifesting over the economy with the Federal Reserve is just incredible. I mean, the Federal Reserve.
Well, the Rothschilds really do run a lot of stuff. It's like whenever they arrested that oil tycoon that had control of one of the major oil companies in Russia, it was like, oh, you didn't get the company, Putin, because Lord Rothschild secretly owned it.
Right.
And then they just grabbed a bunch of other stuff, and it's like every time you turn around, he's the real owner of it.
It's the Yukos Oil Company in Russia. It's just incredible. And I just wanted to say thanks so much, and let's fight this new world order and try to really beat it to death.
And then you find out the Rothschilds actually funded Hitler.
Yeah, that's something that, as for Jewish people, it's very difficult for them to study that. But there are some people, for example, like Barry Chamish, who have exposed that. Have you ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah, we've had him on. Writes for the Jerusalem Post.
Yeah.
There are masses of Jews now writing historical documents and books and mainstream news articles. The Zionists, some of the top people in Hitler's government were Jewish, and they're not Jews. I mean, it's a criminal crime cabal that set Hitler up. I mean, look, all these names, what people claim they are, it's always deeper than what you see on the surface.
Absolutely. It's a
death cult. That's what Martial Law, my new film, The Last Hour, covers.
Yeah, it's all.
We actually show, after we show you the police state in 9/11, we go, okay, here's an hour on Skull and Bones and the Nazis and Bohemian Grove and all of this. They're devil worshippers. They're not Jews. They're not Germans. They're not Chinamen. They are devil worshippers.
You said it, Alex. You said it. And I've heard that in the Skull and Bones tomb that they actually eat off of plateware that is embossed with swastikas. Is that
Yeah, that's MSNBC, yeah.
Yeah.
And before, you know, they have old swastikas. I have Bohemian Grove publications with swastikas.
Yeah.
Swastikas were all over America in the 20s and 30s. It was a symbol of good luck.
It's just incredible. I can remember walking down the street during the presidential election and trying to tell this woman who was campaigning for Kerry, I said, isn't he a member of Skull and Bones, and isn't that a very questionable organization? And she said, oh, I've been working for Kerry for over 20 years, and he would never be a member of that organization.
So, yeah, he's not even a member when he admits he is.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much, Alex.
Thank you. So secret, can't talk about it. Not much, it's a secret. Wish it was something I could manifest for you, but I can't. Let's meet the press. We'll be right back. Bush did his little devil laugh when Tim Russert asked him about it.
Can't talk about it.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Yeah. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. I'm your host, Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. Had a lot of other great programs like Dave and Joyce's in the morning and Dr. Stan Monteith. And now, weekdays after my program, from 2 to 4 p.m., the daytime show, you can hear Jack Blood's show after the news, 2 to 4 p.m. Interesting program. A lot of interesting guests and insights. And, of course, we have Dr. Butch Paul and just so many other great hosts that I don't have time to mention them all, but it's just I'm very thankful for this network, and I appreciate all the great affiliates and sponsors and listeners. All right. I promised I'd go straight to your calls, and so let me do that. But let's just go really quickly through these. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, and then I'm going to plunge into more of the news. Let's talk to Sheldon in Arizona. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to let your listening audience know that Genesis has a brand new feed on the 4D TV digital satellite system receiver. It came on last night after midnight. So if they have a 4D TV receiver, it'd be G9 channel 952.
Really? Another feed?
Yeah, and Republic Broadcasting Network, they just got a brand new channel on 4D TV also.
Oh, interesting.
Are you familiar with the 4D TV system?
No, we got a bunch of satellites. What else is on your mind?
No, I can't remember the other thing I wanted to bring up, but that'll be all.
What do you think about the article I was reading in the last hour where the guy is chained down to a hospital bed and the cop admits he jumps on his chest to make him give a urine sample, and when he won't do it, they taser him twice, torturing him?
Oh, it sounds like something right out of a science fiction movie. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, imagine if you'd made a science fiction movie 10 years ago where, in the future, if you don't give samples on demand, you are electrocuted with 50,000 volts.
Yeah,
people laugh at that movie.
It's the new freedom. Let's all get used to it.
I hear you, man. I love it. Bob in Ohio. Bob, good to hear from you. What's on your mind? You got a lot on your mind, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Well, I just got to tell you, boy, they're pumping this stuff out on TV regular. I was watching,
Yeah. What happens is they're pumping what out? That'll be a good way to start.
Right. Okay, anyways, what they're pumping out is like Ripley's Believe It or Not. Last night they had Dean Cain on there, and they had the Chipsons on, the Jacobson family or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I've got that. How wonderful it is in the future we'll all have it, how cool the family is.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then the night before that, on Modern Marvels, they had on, the DARPA thing up there. They didn't call it that. It was just the airship. You know, and how it could read the newspaper over your shoulder, but they didn't say nothing about that.
And how our cities are all going to have these loving blokes
right,
watching
and,
us.
Right, and how the average Londoner is on camera 300 times a day. And
they
the
have 4 million cameras in London, yeah.
Right, and then they had this thing where they said that you'll be able to buy these cameras on a sheet of paper, peel them off, and as soon as you peel them off and stick them somewhere, they're real tiny. Like about half the size of a postage stamp, and it'll immediately be on the internet. You know, like, this is all really cool. We'll be surveilled everywhere you go and everything
you
do.
Toyota, Saab, GM, they're all announcing that all cars, by law, they're trying to push us by 08, will have a infrared camera connected to a cell phone uplink, and if you're rude to your wife, if you're looking away too much, it warns you, and then it calls the police. And it goes to the emergency management center, and then I have in the film Matrix of Evil, I have the mainstream news articles out of Green Bay, and the governor says, oh, yeah, all the cell phones now track you by law, but we're getting the federal funding where real-time will all track you on a board. Of course, now they have websites where if you get somebody's cell number, you can go to the website and see where they are. Everybody can. It's just all part of freedom. But under this one, we'll all be able to dial in and listen to you and make sure you're good, and even when the phone's off. Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, and about a week ago...
Whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment?
Good question. And then about a week ago on the Outer Limits, they had this school where the yuppie sends her son because she don't want to be bothered with him. And as soon as they get him in there, they put an implant in him, and it completely controls them, and they sell these students graduates to companies to run them because they'll do anything they're told, including assassination or whatever. And then today on the AM radio, in my area here, they had on that they got a little box for you that you'll be able to plug in a chip for your head, that if you're feeling depressed, you just turn it on and turn the knob until you feel
better. And over 3,000 Americans a year are ordered onto psychiatric drugs, and when they've now authorized for use these different brain implants that plug into the brains of the neck, and they're already talking about making people take these. Oh, you're mentally ill. Well, after the implant, you're going to feel much better. We're not joking, people.
Well, all I can say about, you know, the police abusing you is, you know...
Tell me more about this radio show. Were they saying it was wonderful? Or just
It was... You ever hear of Alex Harvey?
No.
Okay, well, anyway, he's on around here, and it's a Clear Channel station, of course, and he was saying, oh, and by the way, you know, you'll be able to get an implant, and it'll have a little box, and when you're feeling bad, you'll just turn it up,
turn the button
clockwise
yeah.
until you feel better.
Yeah, that got FDA approval, two different devices.
Yeah.
And they're all, I have mainstream articles, we've read them, they're already about to make you take it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I figure, you know.
Oh, it's good.
I figure, hey, when that happens, that's when you'll just have to do whatever you have to do, you know.
Well, a lot of so-called Christians aren't worried. They're just hiding out, waiting to be raptured. And yeah. Regardless, don't we have the job to warn people? I mean, don't we have to fight this?
Well, I don't know. Most of the Christians I run into, I just tell them, you know, if you read the book, there is a fork in the road. It doesn't have to happen. It doesn't say that it's going to happen. It just says it'll happen if you act this way.
Well, so. I mean, it says it's going to happen, but you know, whole civilizations were given 100-year reprieves.
Yeah, but,
and regardless, we have a job to warn people about this evil. It's mm-hmm. on our hands if we don't do it. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, look, listeners send me, you know, on Fox or CBS or NBC or ABC, they have little synopses of, you know, what's on tonight, what's on Threat Matrix or 24 this week. And every week I get probably 10 articles from Britain or the U.S. or L.A. Law or Boston Legal or all these shows. And it's, you know, this week they torture a young girl to make the father answer questions. When he won't answer questions, they go ahead and kill her, or they threaten to kill her. And it's good. Killing people's children is good. Tune in and find out. And then in the real world, they take them to Abu Ghraib and they torture the young girl in front of daddy to make them answer questions. And it's good. And now, you know, the cops all watch this and then they think it's normal because the TV said it was. And so the guy won't give a urine sample, so we're going to zap you twice, you know, because you're chained down. It's not torture, it's freedom. Let's talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for your work. Great show today, as usual. I'm calling about Syria and see what your take is on what's happening in Syria and Lebanon in the light of Isaiah 17, the burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus is taken away from being a city, and it shall be a ruinous heap. In the evening, trouble, and before morning, he is not. And I'm wondering if you see this happening or the footsteps.
Well, Damascus has been a ruinous heap quite a few times. So, I mean, that area is always in war, and I you know, that's not my forte. It's not. I'm not an expert on that. I just know that Syria and Iran are not a threat to anybody. They're pushovers, and that's why they're going to be attacked and invaded. Meanwhile, Pakistan says they'll kill U.S. troops if they cross the border. We go, yes, sir, and you are good. Let us give you more nukes. Same thing with North Korea, China, you name it.
Do you think, I was listening to a fellow named Andre Eglishon the other day on George Norrie.
Yeah, but I didn't hear it, but I heard about it. I've heard him before. He does a great job exposing the private nature of the Federal Reserve.
Right. And he was saying how Saddam was taken out because he was about to change his currency
to the dinar.
To the euro.
No, he was going to go to an Arab gold currency.
Do you feel that that's the case?
That's a part of it.
That he was going to drop the dollar and it would have...
That's a part of it, yeah.
What do you think about China fixing to do the same thing, that they're openly stating that they're going to drop the dollar and go to the euro?
Well, Bush has said a dropping dollar is good, that they actually are carrying out the globalist plan. The U.S. is controlled by Europe. They play the part of the good guys. We're playing the part of the bad guys right now. And they have this whole false argument, you know, WWF theater to make the people think that there's some type of, you know, bipolar world when it's really, singular. One global crime cartel controlling it. But they have to give us that illusion of choice. But long before Saddam was going to go over to the euro and a gold-backed currency, the PNAC document said they were going to invade to get the oil and to use it as a military base to invade Iran and Syria. So that was written by Dick Cheney. So it was for a bunch of different reasons.
What year was that?
That particular PNAC document was Rebuilding America's Defenses, released September 20th, 2000.
Wow. One last question. As you see the spider web develop with the Bilderbergs, do you feel like who is at the top of the...
Well, if you look at the heads of the Bilderberg Group, they're the heads of the CFR, they're the heads of the Trilateral Commission. These are different bodies that manage different sectors of the world, like the Trilateral Commission is economic, mainly, coming up with the theorems and programs to be carried out by the other groups. So it's all one group. You know, it's like the old Italian mafia. You got the 24 families, but they all meet and have commission meetings. And so you look at different local Don's and their organization, you go, which one's in control? Well, they're all part of the same tissue.
So the people running the Federal Reserve are just part of that?
Yes, sir, they are. We'll be right back.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that modern technology has devised a barcode that fits inside a tiny microchip that can be placed under the skin of dogs and children to track them everywhere they go? Did you know they're now working on a chip to place under the skin of human beings that'll let you buy and sell in a global economy without cash, coins, and checks? It's the coming 666 system called the Mark of the Beast in Revelation chapter 13. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to take your order for a free subscription.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Folks, I'm going to go back to your calls, Alan and JR and David and Ron and Warren and everybody else, but I need to talk about a few other key issues and cover some news first. La Cosa Nostra, or the family. When you think about the mafia in America or in Europe, Italians are synonymous with the idea, which is ridiculous. Actually, the Italian mafia, the only reason you heard about it so much was because it started becoming powerful and threatened to begin to rival the WASP mafia, and then beneath the Anglo-Saxon, you know, white Protestant male mafia, you then had the Irish and Jewish mafias, and then on down the line you had the Italians, and today it's the Russians and the Chinese triads and the Japanese mafia. Now you've got the Mexican mafia, the Latin mafias. They're all controlled by the Central Intelligence Agency, which is the arm of the WASP mafia. The WASP mafia has the nuclear weapons and, you know, the X-ray lasers from space and the biological weapons warheads and tens of thousands of special forces hit teams. I mean, that's your real mafia. And, you know, not some guys, you know, good fellas. That's a joke. It's a complete joke. And a lot of times the CIA would use different mafias as a buffer to carry out hits and stuff for them. But you look at how mafias are set up. I mean, when a made man, a member of the Cosa Nostra, would go in for the ritual, they would cut their finger and bleed on a piece of tissue paper, and then they'd have a little picture of Mary, and they would swear an oath to the devil above Mary. This is admitted. This has even been recorded. And burn the picture of Mary. And why do they do this? It's a test. I mean, this person's already killed a bunch of people for you, made their bones, done innumerable criminal acts, killed friends under orders generally, you know, looking them in the eyes, to test them. But the final thing is you got a good little Catholic boy. How do you make sure he's going to go all the way for you? Well, of course, the devil's involved. Well, you look at Skull and Bones, it's the same thing. Cutting themselves, getting in coffins, weird sexual stuff, they go even further. And what is that? A Germanic death cult, a mafia, where most are CIA directors and four-year presidents and, you know, come from. This is the real mob. And it goes back. And you see the Illuminati and the Prince, you know, the Machiavellian politics, the Illuminati, Giuseppe and others, you know, definitely high level in the Illuminati. And all these groups do the same things. And then you see the Mexican mafia. You know, you got to go kill an innocent old lady, steal her car, before you're, you know, become a real inner member of the gang. They copy the same stuff. The triads with the Chinese, the Japanese have to do all these different criminal acts and then cut one of their fingers off, their pinky, the first digit. All these different blood rituals, blood tests. I mean, you can just go get a criminology book, university textbook, go to school, be in the FBI, go to school to be a detective, whatever. You're going to learn all this. I mean, this is just known. And J. Edgar Hoover had the nerve, and I even got the old film of him doing this before Congress, there is no La Cosa Nostra, there is no mafia. And that's because they had photos of him, and this is admitted, never been challenged, you know, in a dress, performing something on his lieutenant. So this is how they operate. And then they have the nerve up until the late 50s to say there is no such thing as organized crime. And because in the decades before that, the WASP and Jewish mob, and again, the Jewish mob is smaller compared to the WASP mob, they kind of work together, they were going after the Italians because the Italians were getting pretty powerful. And the Italians said, okay, well, we got your boss doing this, and then suddenly, okay, it doesn't exist, call off the dogs, leave them alone. But, I mean, just think about the nerve of J. Edgar Hoover to say there is no mafia. I mean, you know, that's like Rumsfeld saying, I never said there were weapons of mass destruction. Oh, you didn't. But why do we put up with any of this? And so with Bush, you've got the old Germanic Nazi mob up there with the Jewish mafia, and none of them could care less about anybody except their own families. And their whole system tells you not to have a family, but then they've all got their families because they know if you don't have a family, you can't protect yourself. That's why they were so afraid of the militia. They saw the people of America creating their own family. That's why they infiltrated it and blew it wide open. We need our own families. That's What runs this world is blood and will. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans re-secure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
But instead of having a family of organized serial killers, we need a family of good, decent Americans who are white and black and Jewish and German and Chinese and who love freedom. Because let me tell you something. The globalists are good at making you feel like you're part of their system and you're getting power from it. The police are the biggest gang out there, and they serve the New World Order. And the good cops are being run off the force. And they're now telling us we're going to torture you and abuse you and take what you got and get rid of your due process, and you're going to accept it and you're going to like it. No, I'm not going to accept it. I'm not going to like it. They're trying to tell us all this evil's good, trying to give us their serial killer mindset. They can't get away with it if we say no. You think things are bad right now, they're going to get a lot worse. Because these criminals just are going hog wild. Hog wild, looting this country at every level, systematically. All right, let's take a few calls and go back into the news. I'm going to move quick here. Alan in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, the communities are forming. We were kind of like an anthill that got...
Your phone is really muffled. Can you try to talk into the receiver?
There, is that better? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. We were kind of like an anthill that got stepped on it during 9/11, and now people are reforming into communities, new clusters. There are all kinds of meetings. Churches are showing videos and PowerPoint presentations, and groups are organizing. So that is happening. I wanted to touch on the...
Let me ask you a question. Are you on a cell phone with a wireless plug-in?
I'm on a weird-looking little 2-inch thing that I drag around my shop, Alex.
All right. I'm just trying to understand you.
Go ahead. That's what's happening. It's kind of a little high-tech device that I guess it doesn't work as good as it's supposed to. But I wanted to touch on the sobriety checkpoint, the legislation that's up here in Texas.
Finish up quick because it's almost inaudible.
Okay. Texans, go to www.texansagainstcheckpoint. That's Texans Against Checkpoint.
And I've heard these people on the air, and they're doing a good job, but let me be clear about this, Alan. We're saying we're fighting checkpoints because they want to codify it into state law, but it's just they can't have checkpoints for drunk driving right now under federal rulings. But they're already doing it, quote, under the National Seatbelt Initiative, where they search for whatever they want. So they're already checkpoints.
Yeah. Well, they've got these in 40 states already. They're trying to take Texas next, and they will pull you over, and they'll ask you to go over to the side if they suspect anything. It's up to the officers to say.
Listen, I hear you, and I appreciate the call. Call back on another line tomorrow, and I'll be able to have you on, Alan. It's just I can't really understand much of what you're saying. Maybe the listeners can. By the time I hear you, it's really hard. I got a strain. I had the attorney Pat Barber on about 5 years ago. I had him on again about a year ago. He was a former prosecutor there in West Texas, very prominent lawyer. Driving along on a Sunday afternoon and saw a family, churchgoers, with their goods thrown out all over the highway with the state police in it. He got mad about it, put a billboard on his own ranch property there on the highway saying, say no to checkpoints with a toll-free number you called, and explained that it was a violation of the Fourth Amendment. They criminally started going after him saying he couldn't have that sign up. I mean, this is how insane things have gotten. So, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, and I wish they'd put the checkpoints on the border. But, no, that's part of the plan. Got to keep the slaves in line. JR in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, JR.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Congratulations, Alex, on martial law. I loved it. And I'm getting a lot of people excited about it, and I'm passing out copies all over the place.
And, so what, you went to the website, you're a member of PrisonPlanet.tv, and you're burning copies?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Great.
And I wanted to share something with the listeners out there. I had kind of a brush with fascist America several months ago. The thing is, I got into an accident on the highway here, and my vehicle, you know, got damaged, and I took the construction company to court just to get my damages, right? And so, basically, they were giving me the runaround, and I finally got them into court, and I blew away the defense. I totally defeated the attorney's arguments on their side. And I had stacks of evidence, photos, audio recordings. I did everything short of taking the court, you know, on a time machine back to when the accident actually happened, you know. And the judge dismissed the case. He said there wasn't enough evidence. And I had stacks of evidence, photos, audio recordings, everything. I mean, it was just obvious to me. And I didn't realize until later that this construction company was owned by a buddy of Rick Perry and George Bush. And so it started to, you know, to make sense later on.
Well, that's all part of the freedom. When you get these mafias together, they just basically all get to run roughshod over the rest of us.
Yep. So, courts are useless now. I mean, even here at the county level, you know, it's just insane.
It is, my friend. JR, good to hear from you. Next up is, who's up next? David in Louisiana. Go ahead, David.
Yes, how are you doing? I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you.
Okay, I just wanted to call. I think you might be laboring under a little bit of a misconception about the anti-abortion protesters in the late 80s. Many of these people were not peaceful demonstrators, and I encountered some that were, but so many of them were not. They would attack women approaching clinics and block access to clinics and, you know, even worse things than that. Of course, you're familiar with the stories about bombings and shootings. So a lot of these people were not peaceful demonstrators.
Let me stop you, because last hour I went into a video that I put on PrisonPlanet.tv of peaceful people having their arms broken purposefully by the police, and the police went on record and said they wouldn't get up and walk to the paddy wagon, so we broke their arms. Now, you can't dehumanize the pro-lifers and say because some people shot and killed and some people bombed, and that came later, by the way, after the violence was escalated, and I'm not condoning that. After all of that happened, to say, well, some of these people aren't nice, so we can do stuff to the other ones. I mean, I know pro-lifers who are peaceful, who've stood 100 feet from an abortion clinic in Austin and have been given 6 months in jail. So, I mean, maybe your experiences were different. I mean, what was your experience?
Well, I'm pro-choice, and I was out in front of an abortion clinic arguing with some pro-lifers, and these were peaceful demonstrators, and I'm sure there were many who were, but, you know, we've all heard and seen evidence of some of them who are not, and, yeah, I mean, you're right. But
just because some of them aren't, I mean, does that mean we get to break other people's arms?
No, and sometimes a lot, the police overreact in many situations.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, David, yeah. And I hope you'll listen to me. A lot of people who are pro-abortion, it's because they've paid for abortions, they've been involved in them, and they just cannot, it's kind of a mental block, cannot admit they were wrong. And I'm telling you, in a country where we have abortion as birth control, and abortion 50 million children, and then now let's get rid of the old people, but before that it was, you know, Helen Keller's a hero, and you know they want to get rid of Terry Schiavo. I think you need to rethink and soften your heart a little bit about abortion. Do you have children?
No.
They are the most beautiful, wonderful creatures. If you want to see the image of God in man, then it's children. And, this business of it's just some tissue, I assure you, sir, I mean, they got babies being born 3-4 months premature that live and have great lives. And they say, well, nobody wants these babies. That's not true. People stand in line, you know, white couples to get retarded black children or retarded white children. There is about exactly the same amount of abortions each year that there are people seeking to adopt. They're adopting children from Korea and Indonesia and just all over the place because people want children. And I would challenge women who are thinking about, by the way, it radically like quadruples a woman's chances of cervical cancer and ovarian cancer when you have an abortion. You're not supposed to. If there's a problem with the baby, the body, let me finish, will flush the baby out. You know, that's God's design, and the baby will die. Okay? But a woman who's got a healthy baby in her is not designed to kill that baby. Because when you do that, that screws the woman up really bad. They get endometriosis, you name it. So it's also very dangerous to the women's lives. And there's never been, if a woman's about to die going back 150 years and they got to do a surgery to save her, that's not called an abortion. So this thing of, in the case of the life of the woman, it's already like that. If somebody's going to die, the doctor saved the woman. Okay, so now you can go ahead and make your comment.
Okay, well, it's hard to know where to begin, but I would begin with you should make a distinction between a fetus and a baby that's already been born, and the reason why.
Those are human beings, brother. You know the feds are trying to ban these 3D sonograms, not for health risks, because they literally do not want people to see these babies.
Well, I haven't heard that. And also another...
Oh, type it in. FDA seeks to restrict 3D sonograms.
And also another thing is that, it's just... there's evidence that it's not true that abortion causes the health problems that you listed.
Oh, come on.
Oh.
You got to be joking.
It would depend on, whether if it's legal and done competently in a clean, safe facility, then many of the problems are things that date from the time when it was illegal.
You know, a woman can literally get about $100,000 to adopt out a healthy child. Instead, they go in there and pay $300 to terminate that child.
Well, if that...
Listen, I do not want this on my soul. Let me tell you something, man. I love life, and let me tell you something. You need to go have some children, and then you need to think about abortion after you've done that.
Yeah,
I don't think you know until you've had a child. And they sell us on not having children. They sell us on not having families. It is the biggest fraud ever. These women are all unhappy at 40 years old, 50 years old, fighting to have kids, all these feminists, because they're not being made whole. We have a life cycle. We're meant to behave this way. Men and women are one species. We are the same. We are merged. We are whole together. And this killing 50-something million kids, man, it's got to stop.
And, well, but because we are conscious beings with the power of choice and self-determination, we then have the right to control our own bodies. That's also a right as well. That's part of the right to life. You can't have a right to life without that as being part of it.
It's separate because you can say it's your body. It's not. It has a different blood type. It has its own heartbeat. And please, heaven help me. You know, we should have people not... it's unbelievable. Look, I don't... Sir, you need to really think this through. Thanks for the call. It makes my heart bleed. I don't know what I can say to you. I hope God will move your heart and your soul to see the truth. And I bet money. I should have asked him the question. I bet that you've paid for a couple of abortions. And you've got to admit that what you did was wrong. You can get, you know, forgiveness for that. But, please. I just, how warped have we gotten here? How far have we come with these arguments that, just look at what's happened to our country since we started abortion. Look at the crime and the abuse of children and just all the evils. And this is a culture that loves death. I mean, now they're talking about killing babies up to age 2, calling them mackerel, old people, worthless, retarded children, subhuman. And these are the speakers the governor's conference has come and give some speeches. And Bush is putting all his pro-abort people into positions of power. Man, come on. Life, that's what it's all about. These people, these women could have these babies and give them up. But they're so... And there's such a market for it, the CPS will go take a good family's children to give it to somebody else's family. Ron in New York. Ron, you're on the air.
How you doing? A couple points. The gentleman said the difference between a fetus and a baby, a tissue, fetus. And you said that it has a heartbeat, brain waves. It is not your body. It's a separate body in the woman's
body.
Yeah,
I know. These sicko feminists call it a parasite.
Yeah.
Well, then you're a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
Your mother didn't rip you out of that warm, safe place.
The other thing, I sent you a copy of Sinatra's, that old song, The House We Live In. I don't know if you received it yet. I sent it out Monday.
I like that song.
Did you hear it?
No, I mean, I've heard the song. I haven't seen it yet.
I think you're going to love it. Maybe you want to use it. I wrote a whole big letter to you to rally the people. It's a tremendous, inspiring thing. And I also put on there Kate Smith's God Bless America, which is another idea for you, but I explored that in a letter. You can read it. The thing is that one line in there says, the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. You're going to love that when you hear that.
No, I know the song. I like Frank Sinatra. I actually own a bunch of the records.
The other point is, I think that there was a lot of talk today about the Mark of the Beast, and it is in, for the uninformed, in Revelation 14:9, a third angel followed them, said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on the hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured out full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast in his image or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. I mean, it's pretty plain, Alex.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Myron in Colorado. Go ahead, Myron. Warren, excuse me. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. Selective service, that means draft, doesn't it?
Yeah, they've set all that back up and set up the draft boards again, yeah.
Okay.
They're not going to activate it all until they blow up a U.S. city. That is the globalist.
Okay. Overnight, ESPN, the radio, has a public service announcement. They've been saying how when you turn 18...
It's the law. You got to go do it. It's all over the place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they like tripled the funding last year for Selective Service announcements.
Okay.
Come sign up to be conscript slaves. It's the law.
Okay, I just was wondering if you knew anything about it. You know, you can't get student loans and student grants and things like that. That's you got to register within 30 days. So I just wondered. Thank you.
You bet. And some of the bills they've got introduced, 18 to 49, 18 to 36, 18 to 26. Boy, I'll be drafted. 18 to 49. And look, it's the reason I say that it's totally wrong is that they've got these, they test illegal inoculations. That's admitted. Stuff where you've got to, even if you're in the military, you haven't waived all your rights. Experimental vaccines, you've got to sign a waiver and agree. Consent, they still do it. The depleted uranium used, not just in Iraq or Afghanistan or Serbia, but at least 10 different munitions grounds here in the U.S. Don't get near it. How they make them pay for their own meals, and when you get your legs blown off, your family's got to pay for your flight back from Ramstein because they discharge you right there, don't even give you a flight home. Hey, thanks for your legs you left back there in Iraq on that mine you stepped on, or that improvised explosive device. Now, pay for your own plane ticket. Shut your mouth.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're going to take one final call. Sorry to the others. He's General Payne. I guess he's not having localized pain. General Payne, you're on the air. Go ahead.
InfoWarrior from your London branch.
What's going on, buddy?
Well, it's okay. I just wanted, I heard your conversation and you was giving a stance on the mafioso business. First of all, in 1913, who did you lose your Federal Reserve to? You lost it to the Rothschilds. We lost ours some centuries before that to the Rothschilds. Before you say anything about anti-Semitism and that you're not anti-Semitic, and you've made that quite clear, let us just deal with the facts. And the facts are, the Zionists have hijacked a religion. They are anti-Semitic. The ADL and the B'nai B'rith, or whatever they're called, should be, well, they're Zionists themselves. But that's where it lies. Anybody else who stands, the Bible, the Torah, talks about the kingdom of the state of Israel being created by God. And good Jews follow that. Anybody else is not following the word of God. That's number one. I don't see anybody having a problem with that.
Well, see, I call the Zionists, the hardcore ones, it's organized crime. So we're talking about Jewish mafia. And the Jewish mafia has been good at acting like if you're against the Jewish mafia, which everybody knows it's a Jewish mafia, boys and girls, you must be anti-Semitic. No, I mean, I'm not against the Italians because there's an Italian mafia.
But they all operate under one mafia, and that controls the bank. And if you know from 17th century, anybody can run, forget the actual quote verbatim, but anybody can be a puppet like George Bush. You would call him a puppet.
Yeah, I care not who runs the government or makes the laws. I care who controls the money, yeah.
That's where it goes to, and the power is there. And the fact that they've hijacked a religion and they don't believe in God, and because if they believed in God, there would not be a man-made state of Israel. I'm not anti-Semitic. I have neighbors.
Well, that's what a lot of the Orthodox Jews say, and
They're the Zionists, and the Zionists don't believe in a religion. They bully the proper Jews, and actually, you know, and I know, that they actually sold them out to Hitler in 1941.
No, that's admitted. No, that's. Listen, I got to let you go. I'm flat out of time here. Listen, I do appreciate the call, there's the Ramadi Madness video out, says U.S. troops abusing Iraqis, but the Pentagon says, it's no big deal. And, of course, in Iraq, they are still running the new TV show, Terror Confessions TV, Grip Baghdad. They openly have them all read these little prepared statements that all sound scripted with black eyes and bloody noses on TV every night, dozens of people. And they call someone involved in, robbery of a car called terrorists. And that's what our government has set up in Iraq. I mean, just a nightmare system. We are out of time. It was a great broadcast today. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central. I really am proud of my new video, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State. 2 hours, 35 minutes long, really 3 films in 1. It's my best work. You need to have this video. We cover the police state, the latest developments. It's the most powerful 9/11 film. That's a whole hour of it. And the last hour is about the Illuminati and who really controls it and the whole Nazi connection. It is powerful in how it connects into Schwarzenegger and the Bushes. It's $25.95, but get two of my other videos. It drops down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount on the 3-tape special, $24 discount on the 4-tape special. Order today. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or order via the Safe Secure shopping cart at Infowars.com and at PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can watch the entire new film and all my other films and much more. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't delay. Get the film. Make copies. Get it out to folks. All right. Thanks to all the affiliates, the sponsors, the listeners. Everybody, God bless you.